Today on More to Life, you shall not pass. Tired of people being disrespectful, taking advantage, or stepping all over you? Let us help you set better boundaries. 877-573-7825. Everyone says they want to have a great marriage and family and personal life. Well, the theology of the body reveals how you can actually achieve it.
More to Life.
The happiest couples know how to say I do to each other every moment of every day.
Surprising, relevant, hopeful.
Angela, let's not just settle for stopping your son's behavior.
Exactly. Let's talk about the kind of young man you want to raise.
Practical, theology of the body-based answers for every part of your life.
God's original blueprint didn't include depression and anxiety.
Yeah, that's a human invention. God wants to set you free. Let's talk about making that happen.
The life you were meant to live through the theology of the body. More to Life.
Good morning, everyone. You are listening to More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Dr. Greg Popchak.
I'm Lisa Popchak.
And we are coming to you live from the 2024 EWTN Catholic Radio Conference from the Hyatt Regency in Birmingham, Alabama.
Yay!
Yay!
It's wonderful to be here with all of our EWTN family, with all of our affiliates who can make it down here, and we are so grateful to be part of this team, and we're so grateful to have you along with us. Please remember, as we mentioned, where we are, to support your local Catholic radio stations. They are so vital to bringing you the joy of the gospel and helping you live the most flourishing Catholic life you can live.
You are listening live to More to Life today. Our show is titled You Shall Not Pass, as we talk about boundaries today on More to Life. Are you tired of people being disrespectful, taking advantage, or stepping all over you? We want to help you set better boundaries. Give us a call. The number is 877-573-7825. Again, that number, 877-573-7825.
You know, Christians are called to be generous and forgiving. That's very different than just being a doormat, you know? Is someone in your life being disrespectful, consistently rude to you? Do you have to deal with someone you can feel is picking advantage of you or ignoring your attempts to get them to stop doing hurtful things? We can help you find grace-filled ways to set better boundaries with those people and still stay true to who you are as a Christian.
877-573-7825. That number again, 877-573-7825. That's true. You know, the reality is we are able to set boundaries, and it is okay for us to do that, but sometimes we can feel guilty about it and wonder whether, you know, how to do it in a way that actually works. So let's talk it out. 877-573-7825. Every day on More to Life, we take a look at the topic of the day through the lens of St. John Paul's theology of the body.
The theology of the body reminds that, because we're created in the image and likeness of God, we have a right to expect to be loved and respected by each other. In his book, Love and Responsibility, St. John Paul described what he called the personalistic norm. Now, that's a term he used to describe the right of every human being to be treated like a person as opposed to a thing. Each person has a God-given right to be loved and respected no matter what. In fact, the reason that we can feel shocked when we're treated poorly, and we should feel that way, is that God built into each person a sense of this divinely given right to be treated with dignity and respect. We don't claim that dignity on our own. God gave it to us as his gift. When we appropriately stand up for ourselves, we aren't being selfish. We're protecting the gift that God gave us.
So when we're treated in a manner that offends our dignity as persons, we have a God-given right to address that offense, as long as we remember that the person who offended us has the right to be treated like a person, too. So to pull that off, we need to understand the difference between setting boundaries and, well, just being defensive. When we're defensive, we forget that the offender is a person. You know, we get our backs up. We lash out. How dare you do that to me, you jerk, you know. it's an understandable reaction, but it's still, you know, inappropriate and offensive to charity. So setting a graceful boundary in the face of disrespect means not tolerating the disrespect, but also not taking it personally. And that can be tricky because, of course, it's directed at you personally, right? How do you not take it personally? Well, you say something like, look, I can tell you're frustrated, but please don't treat me like your enemy. I mean, how can we deal with this together? You know, of course, that takes prayer and practice. So let's talk about how to make that happen for you. 877-573-7825. Call up and share. Is there someone in your life who's being disrespectful or consistently rude? Do you have to deal with someone you feel is taking advantage of you or ignoring your attempts to get them to stop doing hurtful things? We want to help you find grace-filled ways to set better boundaries. Give us a call. It's 877-573-7825.
Well, I love the fact that you say it takes practice and prayer, Greg, because it really does take both, because so often we just say, well, I'm not going to do that again. I'm not going to lose my mind when somebody is unkind or rude or degrading toward me. I'm just not going to do that. And then, of course, somebody says something that rightly, again, rightly, according to the theology of the body, shocks us. It should shock us when we are demeaned. But, of course, that just elevates our emotional temperature. We lose our ability to really think through it well. And we say something or do something that makes us look like the bad guy or makes us feel guilty. It can be so difficult to figure it all out. It can be so difficult to stay in the moment and be your best self, your godly self, and still set a healthy, decisive boundary that allows you to flourish and possibly even the relationship to flourish. If you're looking for ways to do that today with those people who are driving you a little crazy with the way they're behaving, we are here for you. Give us a call today on More to Life at 877-573-7825. That's 877-573-7825.
We're coming to you live from the 2024 EWTN Catholic Radio Conference right here at the Hyatt Regency in Birmingham, Alabama. We're taking your calls about boundaries today on More to Life. Let's take our concerns to the Lord. And we'll start taking your calls. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Lord Jesus Christ, we come into your presence. We bring to you those people and situations where we feel we are being treated disrespectfully or rudely, where we feel people are taking advantage of us or ignoring our attempts to get them to stop doing hurtful things. Help us to know how to set charitable boundaries, boundaries that enable us to insulate ourselves from the offense, call the other person on to repentance, and work to heal the relationships through your grace. Help us to cooperate with that grace to build your kingdom by building strong, loving, godly relationships, by setting the kinds of boundaries that allow your grace to flow and relationships to heal. We ask all of this through the intercession of the Blessed Virgin Mary, and in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Pope St. John Paul the Great,
pray for us.
Today on More to Life, the show is titled, You Shall Not Pass, as we talk about people being disrespectful, taking advantage, or stepping all over us, and how we can set more effective and charitable boundaries. Give us a call. The number is 877-573-7825. Again, that's 877-573-7825.
Let's talk now with Amanda, who's listening to EWTN Radio in Illinois.
Hey, Amanda. Welcome to More to Life. How can we help you out today?
Hi. Thank you for taking the call. Pretty much, I have had to set some pretty firm boundaries with my brother, and before doing it, and my sister-in-law, before doing it, I, you know, have talked to my priest and my Catholic therapist, and I've really like prayed and reflected on things, and you know, we kind of decided all together that, you know, I had a wound that was kind of too deep, and I needed to take a break and kind of step away for a little bit. And my poor mom is just having a hard time understanding, like, how you can set boundaries but still forgive somebody.
Okay. So is your mom aware of what the wound is, what you're struggling with? How much information does she have? And I ask that because that could help her understand a little bit better.
Yeah. And she does. She knows pretty much everything. We're very close.
Okay,
but
so
I
was just going to ask Amanda. So, when it comes to your question, are you asking how to explain this to her, or how you can feel better about setting these boundaries? Help me understand what the exact nature of your question's about.
Yeah. Like she told me, you know, the other day that, like, Jesus was on the cross being, like, literally tortured and saying, like, Father, forgive them. They know not what they do. And that, you know, we should, like, forgive everybody. And I was trying to explain to her the difference between, like, forgiving somebody and fully, like, reconciling. And I was just wondering if you could help me with some of that verbiage.
Sure, I can. I can't guarantee that it's going to convince her, so you're going to have to be comfortable, you know, with whatever her response is, because sometimes an unhealthy or inappropriate understanding of forgiveness and boundaries really is pretty ingrained, but we can certainly help you with the language.
Well, and I'm also wondering, as you have explained to your mother what the wound is, that you've tried already to explain to her the difference between forgiveness and reconciliation, which, again, we can definitely go through the verbiage for. However, I wonder, could your mom be the kind of person who just wants everybody to get along, where there's no argument, everybody's just at the Thanksgiving table getting along, and she doesn't really want to deal with things? If that is the case, problem is you're not going to be able to convince her not to feel that she just wants everything to go away and be peaceful. And
right. I mean,
you'll have to sort of accept that that's just the way she is, and that might be why the wound with your brother is so deep.
Yeah, and which is why I said, you know, you might just have to be comfortable with where she's at with this. But you know, so just for you and for other listeners who might be struggling with the same thing, because it's a pretty common objection. So, forgiveness means surrendering our natural desire to hurt someone who hurt us. You know, St. Augustine said that forgiveness is the surrendering of the natural desire for revenge, right? So at the point where I stop wanting to hurt you or going out of my way to try to hurt you for having hurt me, I've forgiven you. Right? That's all forgiveness is, and sometimes that's plenty, right? Reconciliation goes beyond that. That requires the person who offended us to work with us to heal the damage that was caused by their actions. So I could forgive someone but not be reconciled to them. And that's a perfectly legitimate position for a Christian to take, because reconciliation doesn't just depend upon me. I can't make the relationship work or heal the relationship on my own power. I can pray for that person. You know, I can offer them a way forward, but I can't make them do the work. I mean, it's the same kind of thing that, you know, Jesus did with the rich young man, right? We just had that reading recently at Mass. Where the rich young man comes to the Lord and says, you know, I follow the commandments and I want a more of a relationship. What more can I do? Jesus says, sell all that you have, give the money to the poor, and come and follow me. And then the man goes away sad. Well, Jesus was clear about what would need to happen for the man to have a deeper relationship with him. The man chose to do something else. Jesus didn't chase him down the street saying, well, I didn't really mean it. Or say, well, just sell 10%, we'll talk about the rest.
Nor did Jesus stop loving him. But he needed that man to be in the relationship that Jesus invited him into. It is, each one of us has the free will to be able to choose whether we want to reconcile with God and each other every moment of every day.
And the same thing, you know, your mother spoke about Jesus on the cross forgiving everyone. That is true. But we don't automatically get to enjoy the benefits of eternal life and the benefits of that sacrifice that our Lord made. We have to respond to it. Jesus forgives us. He renounces God's right to take action against us for having hurt him, right? But in order to enjoy the benefits of that gift that our Lord gave us on the cross, we have to give all of ourselves back to him, too. We have to respond to that. And otherwise, we don't get to be in relationship with him. God isn't preventing us from being in relationship. He's extending the invitation. We have to accept it. And in the same way, when you set this boundary, you're saying to your brother, there's a problem that needs to be addressed. I need you to work on whatever it is that makes you an unsafe person to be around, and if you can do that, then we can be in relationship. If you can't, then I can't be around you. You're not forgiving him, and you're not pushing him away. You're saying, the way you are, I cannot be around you. And if you want to change that, then I would love to be in relationship with you. And that's what a healthy boundary does.
So you can reaffirm to your mother that you are actively in the process of forgiving your brother. You have forgiven your brother. You're dealing, you're help, getting help from a priest and a Catholic counselor. You are doing all the things. The invitation is to your brother. So if she wants this peacefulness, if she wants to have, you know, everybody getting along in her family, which what mom doesn't, it's really on her to say to your brother, hey, are you doing the things that you need to be doing to be in right order with Amanda and get these wounds healed?
So that is one thing I will say, that often when we set a boundary, we aren't clear about what our goal is or what the other person needs to do to heal that boundary. So if there is something that you need to communicate in that regard, Amanda, then I would encourage you to do that. So, for example, you know, does your brother need to repent of something in particular? Does he need to get professional help to heal something? What does he need to do to show you that he could be safer to be around? And if he can do that, how could you let the boundary, if not go entirely, then begin to relax the boundary based upon his reaction, right? So that's what you want to try to focus on there if you haven't done that yet. But otherwise, you know, your position is correct, and your mom just doesn't really completely understand what forgiveness is for the Christian. So
you want to solidify that with her. You want to let her know that you're doing all the things you can do in right order and what the boundaries are that you've set with your brother, and the support that she could be giving those boundaries by talking to your brother about doing the things he needs to do to be able to reconcile in a healthy, holy way with you. Those are the three steps you want to talk her through.
All right. Amanda, thank you so much for the call. If there's more we can do to support you, don't hesitate to reach out to us here on More to Life. And by all means, keep working with the folks you have in your life to support you right now, because it sounds like you're getting some really good counsel there. And we're taking your calls at 877-573-7825. The show today is titled, You Shall Not Pass. Lord of the Rings reference there as we talk about boundaries today. Are you tired of people being disrespectful, taking advantage, or stepping all over you? We want to help you set better and more charitable boundaries. Give us a call. That number is 877-573-7825. Again, that's 877-573-7825. When we come back, in addition to taking your calls, we'll be talking with Rachel Isaac. She is a pastoral counselor with CatholicCounselors.com. where she directs the St. Sebastian Program for Performance Excellence and helps Catholic athletes, performers, students, executives, and others be their best under pressure. She's going to be talking about some common misunderstandings about setting boundaries and how to overcome them when we come back after the break.
When your children consider going to college, where are you going to find a place that will prepare them for the future and build on the foundation that you've laid? The answer? Ave Maria University. With an authentically Catholic curriculum, including 35 majors, AMU prepares students to take on the world.
My daughter told me she was published in a scientific journal as an undergrad. I'm so proud of her. The world needs Catholic physicists, and my daughter's going to be one of them.
Learn more at avemaria.edu. That's avemaria.edu.
The following program is brought to you in part by MyCatholicWill.com. Surveys show that more than half of Americans do not have a will. At MyCatholicWill.com, it takes as little as 15 minutes to write your will and secure a legacy of faith. MyCatholicWill.com is the exclusive online destination for creating a Catholic will. The process of writing a will is simple and now more accessible than ever. MyCatholicWill.com, a legacy of faith for those you love.
The wisdom of Mother Angelica.
I come from the other side of the tracks, see? My uncle used to have slot machines. Put one nickel in and it emptied. And I brought him home in a bag, and my mother looked at me. Where did you get all that money? I said, I won them. You didn't win them. He fixed the machine. I didn't care if he fixed the machine or not, you know?
EWTN. Live truth. Live Catholic.
Do you own popular index mutual funds or ETFs? If so, you're automatically own shares of companies that conflict with your moral beliefs. Ave Maria Mutual Funds are managed to conform to pro-life and pro-family values. Long-term investors can invest in the no-load Ave Maria Mutual Funds. The experienced professional portfolio managers make decisions based on investment fundamentals and pro-life values. You can learn more about Ave Maria Mutual Funds today at 866-AVE-MARIA or visit AveMariaFunds.com.
Let's return to Mortal Life with Dr. Greg and Lisa Popchak, live from the EWTN Catholic Radio Conference 2024 on EWTN Radio.
Welcome back. You are listening to More to Life right here on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Dr. Greg Popchak.
I'm Lisa Popchak.
And we are coming to you live from the 2024 Catholic Radio Conference at the Hyatt Regency in Birmingham, Alabama. We're taking your calls right now at 877-573-7825 on our show titled You Shall Not Pass, as we talk about setting good boundaries, especially with those people who are disrespectful, taking advantage, or stepping all over us. How can we be generous and forgiving without being doormats? 877-573-7825. Joining us right now, Rachel Isaac. She is a pastoral counselor with CatholicCounselors.com, where she directs the St. Sebastian program and for performance excellence and helps Catholic athletes, performers, students, executives, and others be their best under pressure. Rachel Isaac, welcome to More to Life.
Thank you so much for having me.
So you wanted to talk to us about some common misunderstandings about setting boundaries that get in people's way. Where do we start?
Well, you know, when I talk to people about setting boundaries, the two most common mistakes I hear are, one, believing that boundaries are meant to be barriers that solely keep people away, and two, that it's the other person's job to maintain the boundaries that we set. So first, boundaries are meant to help us have the healthiest relationship possible with the other person. Barriers are meant to keep people away. Boundaries allow us to move forward because they teach people how to be in a healthy relationship with us, how to treat us respectfully. Barriers are just immovable walls that we put up to keep people out. So it's important that we set healthy boundaries rather than barriers in order to feel more empowered and cultivate healthy relationships. Second, we tend to believe that it's my job to set the boundary and the other person's job to maintain it. We think it's this sort of like one and done thing, so that when somebody then crosses that boundary, we kind of feel like derailed and overwhelmed because, it didn't work. They're not listening. But it's not up to the other person to maintain the boundary for us. Of course, it's wonderful when they do respect it, but ultimately, it's up to us to set and reset the boundaries we put in place. When someone crosses it, we reiterate. We stay strong in our boundaries. Rarely do people learn something the first time, whenever we're teaching them anything. So again, boundaries are meant to teach people how to be in relationship with us. So we have to teach and reteach that lesson. And ultimately, this is how we can become more empowered and how we can respect ourselves and teach others to respect us as well.
Well, it's like in any relationship. I mean, let's go back to a relationship either we had with our parents or maybe we have with our children, where we get to that point where we say, I've told you this 1,000 times. But if we do the needle scratch on that for a minute, we realize that I may have told them that 1,000 times, but I've never taught them that 1,000 times. I've never walked them through it. I've never set the standard for this well and taught it to them. And it is the same in adult relationships.
You know, the second point you were going to make, though, has to do with it being our job to maintain the boundary. What do you mean by that?
Well, again, we don't have to, kind of let the other person, just keep the boundary or themselves, right? Like, they're not going to, like we said, right, they're not going to learn it the first time. So when they cross that boundary, we kind of have to reset that boundary again and say, hey, this is how to be in relationship with me. Hey, this is, you can't speak to me that way, but, we can have a conversation in this way, right? That's sort of us maintaining that boundary. It's not letting them, it's not me setting the boundary once and then, I hope they keep it and, letting them treat me however. It's, again, sort of keeping that boundary in place, maintaining that and saying, hey, I'm happy to be in relationship with you, or I'm happy to have this conversation with you, but this is how we have to do that respectfully. So again, it's up to us to maintain it in the sense that we have to continue to reiterate that boundary and continue to reteach that boundary.
And Rachel, we just put on 90 seconds, but I know that you wanted to share an example of how this works.
Well, this may be a bad sort of comparison, but I think it is a good example and sort of depiction, right, of what boundaries really are and how they're different than barriers, right? So say, you know, we get a new dog, right? And that dog, you know, every time it sits down on the couch, we want it to sit on the couch to, you know, cuddle with us and have a fun relationship, right? It's tearing stuff up and biting us and, you know, running all over the place, right? What setting a boundary or what setting a barrier would look like is, you know, I cage off part of the room and that part of the room is the dog's part and, you know, the other part of the room is my part, right? That's a barrier. That doesn't help us have relationship. It just keeps them away. A boundary looks like, hey, you know, I teach you how to sit on the couch with me without biting me. You know, I teach you how to play with me. I teach you how to go on walks with me, right? So that we can have this close and wonderful and fun and joyful relationship that we are able to treat each other respectfully. Again, a bad example because people aren't, you know, dogs, right? But I think it does teach sort of the difference between what boundaries and barriers are.
It can be appropriate depending on how safe the person is to be around, but we want to try to default toward boundaries more than barriers whenever possible. Rachel, thanks so much for being with us. And if folks would like to learn more about your good work, I encourage them to go to CatholicCounselors.com to check out the St. Sebastian Program of Performance Excellence, where you help Catholic athletes, performers, students, executives, and others be their best under pressure. And we're taking your calls right now at 877-573-7825 on our show titled You Shall Not Pass, as we talk about setting boundaries. 877-573-7825. We'll be back in just a minute. Stick around.
Catholic Connection with Teresa Tomeo.
We are given many gifts. Everyone is different. And yet when we embrace them, when we accept our gifts and use them as God wants them to be used, His will, not ours, those crosses turn into gifts from which we can learn, grow, and who knows, maybe have an entirely different life than what we planned. Such as the case with me. I never in a million years expected to be in Catholic radio. Never even knew it existed. So the next time you're questioning or struggling, say, okay, God, what can I do with this? What am I supposed to do? Don't bury it. Don't put God in a box. And see what He does with that gift, which sometimes comes in the shape of a cross.
Catholic Connections, Teresa Tomeo. Weekdays, 9 a.m. Eastern, on EWTN Radio.
The Catholic Church teaches that Jesus Christ is literally and wholly present, body and blood, soul and divinity, under the appearances of bread and wine. St. John the Apostle records the John chapter 6 Bread of Life discourse, in which Jesus states that His flesh is true food and His blood true drink. Who better to understand John's writings and subsequent teachings than a disciple and student of John, St. Ignatius of Antioch? In his letter to the Smyrnians in 110 AD, Ignatius writes, "I have no taste for corruptible food, nor for the pleasures of this life. I desire the bread of God, which is the flesh of Jesus Christ. And for drink, I desire His blood, which is love incorruptible." The Catholic Church absolutely follows St. John and St. Ignatius in taking Jesus at His word. Examining the truths of the Catholic faith, this is faithforensics.org.
Hi, I'm Lisa Popcheck. Our children don't belong to us. They belong to God. God gives His earthly children earthly parents because He wants them to be able to feel His love through your body and see His face in your eyes. Christian moms and dads are meant to be the face of God to our kids. That's a beautiful thought, but it can be a little intimidating. Don't worry. God wants to parent with you, and He gives us His grace to raise His kids well. That said, this mindset requires us to be open to parenting differently than how we were raised or what comes naturally to us.
No matter how good your parents were, they weren't as perfect as our Heavenly Father is. And no matter how well we turned out, we aren't saints. Yet, every day, ask God to help you be the parent He wants you to be. Ask Him to give you the grace to love generously, correct gently, and let your kids know that you delight in the gift they are to you. Pray that God will help you be the parent He's calling you to be and enable you to bring out the best in your kids. To learn more, check out our book, Parenting Your Kids with Grace, or visit CatholicHOM.com.
Welcome back, folks. You're listening to More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Dr. Greg Popchak.
I'm Lisa Popchak. And today we are talking about setting boundaries, grace-filled boundaries, the grace of God in those relationships that can get in there and actually set healthy boundaries between you and the people you need to set them with.
And we're coming to you live from the 2024 EWTN Catholic Radio Conference right here in Birmingham, Alabama. Speaking of EWTN, you want to join us on EWTN Radio for a special edition of The World Over tonight with Raymond Arroyo as Raymond talks with presidential candidate and former president Donald Trump. That's tonight at 10 p.m. Eastern only on EWTN Radio. Tune in for a special edition of The World Over with Raymond Arroyo and presidential candidate and former president Donald Trump.
That is going to be a fascinating interview, and we can always count on Raymond to get to the really important points.
Speaking of important points, we are taking your calls right here at 877-573-7825. We're talking about boundaries on our show titled You Shall Not Pass. That's what we'll make little Lord of the Rings references there. But, you know, if you're tired of people treating you disrespectfully or consistently rudely, or they're stepping all over you or ignoring your attempts to stop them from doing hurtful things, we're here to help you find charitable ways to set those boundaries and hopefully heal those relationships. 877-573-7825.
We're talking now with Marissa, who's listening to EWTN Radio in Texas on the EWTN app.
Hi, Marissa. Welcome to More to Life. What's going on?
Hi. I would like some help on how I can grow. I have discovered what boundaries are and limits with my spiritual director. He's helped me do that with my in-laws. So just a quick context, my husband is Vietnamese and I am Mexican, so two completely different cultures, a lot of alike and a lot of differences. And we've been married for a long time. And my in-laws constantly are like kind of putting this, it seems to me anyways, like a wedge where there's not one. Things like calling my husband and saying, is she okay? Yes, she's good. Are you sure she's okay? And then it causes my husband to be like, is everything okay? You know, I'm like, yeah, everything's fine. Why? And it's just, it's like kind of nitpicking. So I've put some boundaries in place and I've explained to them, these boundaries are not to keep us apart. They're actually to be in community together. And there's a lot of emotional control that goes on. And so I've put them in place and they have told me like, well, there's too many rules when I talk to you, there's too many things going on. So I don't really want to be around you. Of course that's hurtful. And that puts my husband in a very difficult spot. And there's been some kind of tension of like, well, I am your family now. Me and the kids are your family. And to them, their siblings are their family. We're just kind of there.
All right, Marissa, can you hear me?
Yes. Okay, I can hear you now.
Can you give me an example of a boundary that you've set? Like, what are we talking about?
So a boundary that I've set is being included in family functions. Like, it would be nice. Like, I may not be able to go up to every single one, but at least being included as the family. And they don't seem to do that. They'll ask my husband, like, we really want to hang out with just you, which is okay. But it's kind of things like that. So then then I'm like, okay, I'm asking you to honor this boundary that, like, they at least respect my place in your life. But of course, that comes with some resentment. And so that's where I'm at right now with my husband. Is he's like, well, I should be able to do whatever I want with my family, and I don't need to ask your permission.
Well, you're his family. So you're his family. You have this, you know, in the Christian worldview, grace is thicker than blood. And when you marry, you cleave from your family of origin and leave them behind, and then you cleave to your spouse.
Yeah, you had
you're the family.
The sacramental union you have trumps the family of origin because it's a sacrament. It's sacred. And so for him to say, I should be able to do whatever I want without asking your permission, this isn't as big a problem with the in-laws as it is with your actual spouse.
Yeah, so he has a misunderstanding of what his relationship to you is, right? I mean, you are one flesh. You know, you are one body. And, you know, I have to, if I'm going to go do something, it's not a matter of asking permission. It's a matter of respecting how it affects my wife, right? And so
our relationship, which is primary.
Right. And so I'm not so much asking her permission to do things as much as I'm asking her, hey, let's talk about how this is going to affect you and our relationship, and whether I can do this thing in a way that is rightly ordered to the sacramental connection that you and I have. And unfortunately, you know, your in-laws are putting a wedge between you and your husband by not inviting you to these things. I mean, you are one body, right? You there really is very few things that you shouldn't be welcome to. And it's not a matter of him having the right to do whatever he wants. I mean, of course, we have the right to do whatever we want. We can sin all the time. But, you know, him just saying that to you is putting his parents over his sacramental connection to you, which is really out of order. And there's really no way to defend that from the kind of the Catholic point of view. So, I mean, you have to be confident in setting that boundary. If he isn't willing to really hear this, and I'd encourage you to download the podcast later on today and tune in and listen to it together, so that you can be a kind of a springboard for deeper discussion about this. But I'd like the two of you to be praying about this, and specifically, I'd like you to be praying about it the way, you know, Lord, I know how my husband feels about this. I know how I feel about this. But help us to understand how you want us to respond together to this. And this is something you should be praying about together, not just individually, but using that kind of prayer together and really listening to what God is saying to help inform you how to honor your in-laws, but still prioritize the relationship that you have with each other, that sacramental bond.
And as you say that, Greg, I have a feeling, Marissa, that you guys are not praying together on a daily basis. Because I don't think that two people, that a couple who is joined sacramentally and is praying together every day, not just, you know, we're saying words at God, but really taking everything about our marriage, everything about our lives together to the Lord in simple ways. And then, yes, it can be followed up by the, you know, blessed prayers of the church, the wonderful prayers of the church. But we need to be praying together as a couple about how our day's going to go, about the things that we're not in agreement with, the ways that we can build each other up and help each other through the course of the day. So if the two of you are not praying together on a daily basis, I really encourage you to start doing that now. And that can be as simple as when you wake up in the morning or right before you go to bed at night, taking that time and just holding hands and saying, Lord, these are the things that are going on in our day today or tomorrow. Bless my spouse. Let me show them how much I love them and how much you love them. And help us with, and then start to list those things.
I will say this, though. I mean, and I appreciate the fact that, you know, you said that you're Mexican and he's Vietnamese, and there are certain ethnic cultural things here. But, you know, as St. Paul says, you know, there's no longer Jew nor Greek nor slave nor free nor Mexican nor Vietnamese. We are all one in Christ. And so, you know, as Catholic Christians, we're called to rebuild the culture, to build the kingdom of God. And so our faith has to stand above these sort of cultural expectations. We have to love God and what the church is asking us to do more than we love where we come from or our families of origin or any of that other stuff. And so that means, in your case, really recognizing that your marriage has to come first and that it needs to be respected by your in-laws as well. And they can like that or not, but that is the way God asks us to be.
And I really encourage you guys to be praying together, be reading books like For Better Forever, A Catholic Guide to Lifelong Marriage, so he can really begin to understand what the role of a Catholic husband is, what Catholic marriage truly is, because right now it sounds like he thinks marriage is just a thing he has. Oh, I acquired a wife, and she'll do A, B, and C in my life, and I get to do whatever the heck I want. And as Greg said earlier, we all will have the free will to choose to be sinful. Being selfish is being sinful every day of our lives. But we know that sin does not bear good fruit. It separates us from God and from each other. And so really attuning your marriage to loving one another and loving Christ and giving him glory in everything you do and seeking God's direction in your life together can change everything for the two of you.
Marissa, thanks so much for the call. If there's more we can do for you, don't hesitate to reach out to us here on the show or reach out to us at CatholicCounselors.com. Again, I encourage you, as Lisa did, just to check out the book For Better Forever, A Catholic Guide to Lifelong Marriage, which talks more about how to build a truly, authentically faithful Catholic relationship. As I mentioned earlier, don't hesitate to download the podcast later on to share this with your husband and use it as a springboard for a deeper discussion about this issue and other topics in your relationship. 877-573-7825. We're heading out to our break. Before we go, I just wanted to share with you the EWTN Pro-Life Pulse is your weekly recap of the top pro-life headlines moving our nation and world the mainstream media missed. So visit EWTNnews.com/pro-life and sign up today to stay connected to the Pro-Life Pulse. That's EWTNnews.com/pro-life. And sign up today. As we head out, it's time for our scripture of the day, which comes to us from 1 John chapter 3, verse 1.
See what kind of love the Father has given to us, that we should be called children of God, and so we are.
And we pick this scripture today because it reminds us of where our dignity as human beings comes from. We don't earn it ourselves. We don't display it ourselves. It comes to us because God calls us his children and gives us his dignity, being made in his image and likeness and being his family. God loves us, and it's that love that gives us our dignity and that love that gives us that right to stand up for that dignity by setting boundaries. Not that our reactions or lashing out at people, but boundaries that provide a way to healthier relationships, grace-filled ways to build God's kingdom by having even godlier relationships. And we're taking your calls about doing that right now at 877-573-7825 on our show titled You Shall Not Pass, as we talk about setting boundaries with people who are being disrespectful, taking advantage, or stepping all over you. Give us a call at 877-573-7825. More to Life will continue with your calls coming up right after the break.
Ave Maria in the Afternoon is underwritten by the following nonprofit organization. Real Estate for Life. Buying or selling your home or business property? Real Estate for Life can connect you with one of 1,400 pro-life real estate agents around the world. When Real Estate for Life receives a referral fee, they donate 70% to Ave Maria Radio and Human Life International. More information at realestateforlife.org or 877-LIFE-US1. That's realestateforlife.org.
Christ is the answer with Father John Ricardo.
We just did our parish mission a couple weeks ago now, and I suggested that in the course of the mission that we do something like a little mini spiritual assessment of our lives. I don't have to show this to anybody, but a great chance for us just to, with real honesty, just between us and Jesus, ask ourselves some questions. First question, given the fact that half of Catholics don't think God is even personal, would be to ask ourselves that. Do I think God is personal? And then to ask myself, do I think a relationship with Jesus is possible? Do I have a relationship with Jesus? And if so, what's it look like? And then perhaps a little bit more awkwardly or painfully, to ask Jesus, from his perspective, what's the friendship that we have with him look like? How would he describe our friendship with him? That might be a hard conversation to have.
Underwritten in part by the following nonprofit.
Are you paying high prices with a traditional health insurance company that pays for things that violate your conscience? There's an alternative available. Solidarity HealthShare is a community of faithful individuals and families that never share into immoral medical services, all while saving you money with prices starting as low as $85 per month for singles and $512 for families. Never fund another abortion with your healthcare dollars. Call 844-313-4999 to learn more.
More to Life with Dr. Greg and Lisa Popchak is live from the EWTN Catholic Radio Conference 2024 on EWTN Radio.
Welcome back, folks. You are listening to More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Dr. Greg Popchak.
I'm Lisa Popchak.
And today our show is titled, You Shall Not Pass, as we talk about setting good boundaries. Are you tired of people being disrespectful, taking advantage, or even stepping all over you? Well, we want to help you set better boundaries. Give us a call at 877-573-7825, or you can shoot your questions to us via email. That's questions@moretoliferadio.com.
Well, we do have a question that came in through questions@moretoliferadio, and this is from Mary Beth, who is listening in Texas on Guadalupe Radio. She says, hi, our family has been very hurt by our son's wife, who has repeatedly pointed out the faults of our son. She has kicked him out of the home several times, and our son has gone to our daughter's house. It was very hard on our daughter and her family during these times that our son stayed with them. His wife has now filed for divorce, but then she changed her mind. Our son has said he wants to be a family more than anything. They have a son together who has a significant heart defect. When our daughter found out he was back with his wife, she told our son that he can't come to her house anymore when his wife kicks him out. It's just too hard on her family. We feel that the daughter-in-law is very controlling. She has cameras everywhere, door alarms, etc. We also feel that our son is being emotionally abused. It is his desire to be a family, and that keeps him with her. Our daughter wants nothing to do with his wife and has told us she will not come to our house if she's here. My husband is not ready to have her come to our house at this point either. I just feel like we are not being good Catholic Christians by excluding her. My son does bring our grandson to see us and our daughter here at the home, or at least tries to do so one day a month. Should I be doing more? I feel guilt-ridden, however. I do not wish our daughter-in-law any harm. I feel like I have forgiven her. I tend to think we never have holidays together, etc., due to how hurtful she has been to us and our son, but I don't know how to move forward. Perhaps I should let well enough alone. Thank you so much for your help. Mary Beth in Texas.
Well, Mary Beth, thank you so much for the question, and I'm sorry you guys are going through this. We're adding you and your family to our More to Life prayer list. And it's clear that your son and his wife are having some serious marital problems, but with respect to your specific question, I'm not really sure how your husband and your daughter's response to this is helpful. I get that they don't like her, but as we were talking about earlier, the difference between what a good boundary does is it gives a person a healthy way to have a relationship with you, as opposed to just cutting somebody out of your life from an emotional place.
Well, as Rachel Isaac was talking about in her segment, there is a difference between a barrier and a boundary, and what your husband and your daughter are trying to do. Now, your daughter's worked very hard to try to support your son through this, but they've set this barrier between your daughter-in-law and themselves, and that doesn't teach new skills.
Well, a barrier can be appropriate, though, as we talked about with Rachel, if this daughter-in-law is doing things directly to hurt you, and in order to protect yourself, you need to say, look, you can't be around us because we can't trust you not to do this thing. But you're not saying that she's doing anything directly to you. You're saying that because of the way she treats your son, you're all mad at her. And I get that, but that doesn't mean that she's unsafe for you to be around.
And I think that by setting this barrier, your daughter and your husband are thinking, well, she'll just snap out of it. She'll suddenly know the right way to behave.
Or we won't have to deal with her. And either way, I mean, you know, when we set a boundary, the goal here is to be able to point to a healthier way of being, right? So, I because I don't know the details here, I don't know what that would look like. But I know that the response that your husband and your daughter are having are not helping your son get the help that he and your daughter-in-law need to have a healthier relationship.
Because of from what you're writing here, Mary Beth, I get the sense that your son just waits for his wife to calm down, then he moves back into the house, nothing has been changed, the marriage has not been improved, and the whole cycle repeats itself again, and then she explodes, and he leaves, and he waits for her to calm down. And that's not healthy marital skills. That's not living a sacrament. That's just trying to get along.
So, you know, it might be appropriate for your daughter to say, you can't stay with us because you shouldn't be leaving the house at all, and what we really want you to do is get some professional help to figure this out. And so, you know, we'll support you in finding a counselor. We'll support you if you can't afford it. We'll pull our money to help you get that counseling that you need, either individually or as a couple.
And he may need to start by himself to learn how to set boundaries himself, to know what is required in a marriage and what he's rightfully allowed to ask for. Right now, he's just saying, please don't separate me from my family. Please let me be with my son. And neither of them is getting any kind of skill to help them be a healthy married couple and a healthy family for your grandchild.
And you're really not, I mean, you know, and your husband and your daughter, and your daughter aren't really helping your son in any practical way other than adding more burdens to him by saying, well, he can't come over here with her. I mean, again, I understand that you don't like her. I respect that. But you know, if it's your job as the family here to support this marriage, to support him in trying to get the help that he needs and to be mentors to him through this challenging situation, not to add more burdens by saying, well, she can't come over here, but we still expect you to bring the grandson over once a month so that we can visit.
Again, it's just like what Rachel Isaac was saying in her segment. That is the metaphorical putting the dog behind a cage, you know, just putting a boundary there and saying, okay, this will keep you from biting me when we sit on the couch together. But it's not going to teach the dog how to cuddle and be part of the family. And that's the same idea. Right now, your daughter and your husband are putting up that wall and saying, you just stay on that side of it and keep us all, you know, from having to deal with you. Nobody's helping this couple to do what we actually promise to do when we witness a Catholic sacramental wedding, which is to help the couple learn to have a sacramental life together. And right now they both need a lot of skills to be able to go from the chaos that's happening to having a healthy, happy, holy marriage.
So I understand your frustration, and I understand you don't like the daughter-in-law. That's all fine. You can feel whatever you feel. But in terms of what Christian charity really requires of you here, it's to find ways to be more supportive. And if you do set boundaries, the boundaries should point to something healthy that needs to happen to bring healing to the marriage and to your family life. So I really encourage you to download the podcast of More to Life later today and listen to it with your husband and your daughter so that you can begin to discuss what these healthier boundaries would look like and how you can actually be a more effective support to your son through this very difficult situation he's going through with his wife. Mary Beth, thanks again for the question. And if there's more that we can do to support you, don't hesitate to reach out to us here or encourage your son and his wife to reach out to us at CatholicCounselors.com if they're looking for faithful ways to respond to these challenges. You've been talking throughout the program about the idea of setting boundaries. And I just want to leave you with this one metaphor that I often use when I try to describe healthy boundaries with people. You know, so imagine, you know, you have somebody who is trying to climb in your back window of your house, and that's how they visit you. And you say, look, I'd really prefer you not climb in the back window of my house. And they say, well, but I have this special relationship with you. I'm your, you know, I'm your parent. I'm your friend. I'm your whatever. I should have a right to climb in whatever window I want. And, you know, you're like, well, that's not how this works. If you want to come into my house, you're welcome anytime. Just come through the front door like anybody else. And they, well, that's not fair. I'm this special person. I mean, how dare you be mean to me? So then you put bars in the back windows so they can't come in the windows, but you leave the front door unlocked. And then they stand in your backyard screaming at you, how unfair. You said you were Christian, but you won't let me in your house. And you just keep saying, just come through the front door like anybody else. It's not your problem that they're refusing to come through the front door. It's your right to set that boundary and say, it's not healthy or appropriate or respectful for you to climb through this back window. But anytime you want to come through the front door, you are welcome. That's what a healthy, godly boundary looks like, and that's how they facilitate healthy, godly relationships. And if you're looking for ways to set those kinds of boundaries, reach out to us at CatholicCounselors.com, where you can work with a faithful, professional Catholic counselor to help you transform your marriage, family, and personal life in the light of God's grace. Thanks for tuning in. Get out there and celebrate the life God wants for you, because with His grace, there is so much more to life. Have a blessed day.
You've been listening to More to Life with Dr. Greg and Lisa Popcheck. More to Life is a co-production of Ave Maria Radio and EWTN Radio and is carried across the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. Our producer is Dan McGraw. For copies of this program or for more information, visit AveMariaRadio.net.